waits for no one. I don't know where the last 25 years went. Wow, 25 years of broadcasting Rosie on the House every single Saturday morning. Thank you, Arizona homeowners, for giving us the privilege to do that. One of the calls a minute ago addressed Romy's very first solo debut. We actually have that little soundbite.
I thought we didn't have that.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh. Sweet Jen.
Hey, we're just getting lots of nice feedback from my side over here. I'm sitting in Peanut's chair today, as you know, because they're all home not feeling so well. But
barfing.
Barfing.
Peanuts are puking.
Peanuts are puking.
Their little pictures are on Facebook. They look pretty pathetic this morning.
But,
Miss Laura said she just, no Saturday would be complete without her coffee and her Rosie on the House show. And just lots of comments about how much the referral network and has helped and just the information, you know. So I think our mission's getting out there that we're able to help. But we also like to have fun. And Andy Pettijohn called to remind me, I had forgotten about this. Do you remember the Saturday that you said that men don't have a saran wrap gene?
They don't.
Well, that's true. But I guess
you have to be unless you're a trained chef living in a kitchen all the time. And I can remember what generated that segment was you, Jennifer, came home with this saran wrap roll. Romy, it's a roll you would take like to go with an invading army.
Sister Amy gave it to me. I think we've had it 3 years.
This ginormous roll of saran wrap. And it didn't have the little zip attachment. It had the little teeth edge to it. And so I was looking around. I wanted enough saran wrap to wrap a bologna sandwich to take to work that day for lunch. And I finally found this box that you would, the size of a safe. And I thought, what is this? Oh, it's a saran wrap. And I pulled and I couldn't tear it. And then I kind of turned around and I got tangled up in it, and it was like this. Pretty soon, I was mummified. I got wrapped from head to toe
in this stuff.
I tripped over.
It's just not that hard.
The little poodle that we have at the time was licking my face. I couldn't get up. I couldn't get down. It was.
It's a good thing I came home in time.
I couldn't tear saran wrap. It was horrible.
It's just not that hard. And then,
I don't know why.
You have to be pretty transparent when your whole family's on the radio. I would not want to do a Romero real-life TV show, that's for sure.
Oh, Lord. But when you were talking about saran wrap, Fifi immediately came to mind, and that was why. But the story I remember about Fifi was, dogs, we've had dogs for a long time in the family, but we don't take them to the groomers. We don't, we do a lot of our own stuff. But for whatever reason, Fifi went to... someone had dropped her off at the pet store and she got a panic, this and that, and you had to pick her up.
Oh.
And you were talking about walking out.
I had to walk out of PetSmart with this little dolled up little poodle with a ribbon in its hair.
I put it in,
a client was walking the other way
and
with
you
his
dropped
bulldog.
The leash and bolted.
I did. That's not my dog.
And Phoebe's just like standing there with this leash as this homeless dog.
I did that.
Okay, let's get to Roman. And then one more thing. Your mama, Baby Kay, just called to say she loves you and she's just congratulations and she's proud of you.
That's my mama.
That's my mama.
Let's get to Romy's debut solo here.
Well, I'm kind of concerned. I remember three things about mine. One, my goal was to take more calls than you had ever taken in one single show.
Oh.
And I don't know how we knew that number of calls.
Okay.
I had to take like 24 or something. I remember I played Bruce Springsteen. That was kind of our family road trip. I think if any of us had understood the politics of the songs, we never would have. But we'd always jammed to Bruce, so I cranked that. And I don't remember what, but I interviewed Jan Diotry that show, and I don't know why.
Interesting.
I can't remember.
Well, anyway, let's hear how the show opened. This has to be about 2001 or 2002.
Something.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Dad's House, Rosie on the House, here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Rosie on the House, the most powerful, useful, local home improvement informational network in the valley. If you own a home or you want to own a home, this is the happiest place in the world that you can spend the next 2 hours. And this week, Dad left the house to Romy.
Yeah. Yes, I did. And it didn't burn down. And we had a show the following week. Again, I think, Romy, we have a lot to be. programming directors that like to sleep late on Saturday morning.
The key to the success.
You know, one of the things.
Sleeping PDs.
That's right. So one of the things that have become a part of the Rosie on the House show as we've grown here is a brand new feature we introduced just 2 years ago, and it's the Arizona Staycation. And we introduced this as a way to spike Arizona economic local recovery, because that's when we were in the very depth of our real estate crisis, and you know, a lot of sour faces you'd walk into, the hardware stores you'd walk into, and they were empty. Nobody was doing anything to their homes, and so I said, "Look, let's get people to start staying in Arizona. We've got just about everything anybody could ever want." So we worked with our friends at Sanderson Ford and Glendale and Arizona Highways Magazine and the Arizona Office of Tourism, and we put it on our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com, where every month we're going to draw a winner, and you get to call Sanderson Ford and find out which Fords they have in their demo lot, and you get to pick whichever one you want. We've had them pick the Platinum Series F-150s. We've had them pick the Lincoln MKXs. We've had them pick the Mustangs. You get to pick whatever.
The Harley Davidson F-150 that was.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So you get to pick the car that you want to use. Sanderson gives it to you for free. Jennifer buys you a gas card, so you get to go anywhere in Arizona for free. We work with Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism and find you. You tell us where you want to stay, and we go out and find someone that'll put you up in that community and feed you and food and lodging. It's a complete non-out-of-pocket for you Arizona Staycation. And, you know, we're grateful for our partners that are continuing to join in with us on that. And up in the Flagstaff, Munns Park area, Mountain Air area, there's a lodge that used to be called the Sled Dog Inn. And they've got kennels.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful log home structure. And a lot of sled dog teams used to stay there and would compete in that particular area. Well, now it's called the Avenue Lodge, and it's open to the public, and it is 9 cozy bedrooms. They all have private bath. The difference between this bed and breakfast and a lot of bed and breakfasts, it was built as a lodge. Mm-hmm. So each guest has all the privacy of staying in
nice.
An old motel suite.
It wasn't a home that was turned into one.
You know, that's right. The rooms nice. Make you feel right at home. You're with visiting friends up in the mountains, whether you visit during the spring, the summer, the autumn, or the winter. Your chances of seeing the resident elk herd are excellent. If y'all are traveling in that particular area, check them out. Avenue Lodge. Avenue is the name of a French explorer that was very active in the northern Arizona area in the 19th century. Avenue, French last name, A-B-I-N-E-A-U, Avenue Lodge. We appreciate their participation in the Arizona Staycation. All right. Listen, one of the things we do at Rosie on the House is our community involvement. We've been big-hearted enough over the years that when some of our broadcast brotherhood, some of our broadcast friends have found themselves out of a job and on the very brink of homelessness, we've allowed them to join us here on air. And this is one of those segments where we reached out to a nearly homeless broadcast team. So
right.
We're going to cue up a couple songs here that are country western.
Okay.
And we're going to see if you'll have 5 seconds to name the artist and
okay.
the song.
All right.
Can you do it in 5?
Yep.
I suppose.
Let's hear the first song.
We might
Where will I hear this?
This was alive at Sanderson.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a country song we don't know. Just not that
good. Okay. Here we go. Let's hear it. First song. Cue it up.
They won't be good.
Well, you tell me that you care, but now you're gone.
Yes,
you
got I got it. I got
okay,
it.
All right.
I know
what
that.
Is it, Tim?
I wish I were a dresser so I could ramble through your drawers.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay.
Good.
Do we have an artist?
Give me 5.
Do we have an artist?
That was Dewey Hopper.
Dewey Hopper. Okay. All right. Let's see. You know country western a lot better than I do, Roma. You'll have to keep score here. Let's
okay.
see if we can. Let's see if we can cue up the song number 2.
This is fun.
I got it.
I do know that.
I got
sure.
it. It's I kissed her lips and left her behind for you.
And the artist?
The artist is, what's that guy that's always got the full bladder? Will he explode?
Will he explode? Okay.
Can I tell you what one really was?
What is it, bud?
That was Getting By on Getting By my man, Jerry Jeff Walker.
Okay. Bing.
Old Scamp Walker.
Maybe and y'all are going to have to learn those words here pretty soon, right?
Or Up Against the Wall, et cetera, et cetera.
Redneck Mother. All redneck mother.
All right, let's cue up song number three before we go to our callers here that are all waiting for home improvement issues.
We're playing for a brand new Mustang.
All right, okay.
Okay, got it.
You got that one?
Yes, okay. Yes.
What do you think it is?
I knew I'd hit bottom when I woke up on top of you.
The family show's taking a hit today.
Hey, they're a family.
What'd he say?
They're just the Manson family.
Oh.
But the artist on that, wasn't that the Soggy Bottom Boys?
That was it.
Yeah. Okay.
From Old Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, as long as y'all are here, Tim and Willie, would you like to audition for a new job?
Rosie, I've been a fan of this show ever since one day I tuned in and you were talking about how to put stone on a patio. And I listened to the whole thing and I tried it once. I failed miserably. But we would love to sit in with Rosie on the house.
That was actually Hank Williams III and Lowdown was the last song.
Yeah, they were being kind of goofy and border, a little edgy for the family show, that's for sure. You know, we've also had some celebrities on. We've had the Red Green interview, and I don't think we're going to have time to play it. You'll probably have to go to the podcast and hear it.
We could add that to the podcast. Mike, burn that into the podcast for this hour.
But that was a hilarious interview that I wish we had time to play, but we're not going to be able to.
Possum Lodge, 146 beer stops north of Toronto.
That's right. We're not going to have time to squeeze it in right now. We're going to have to take a little break right here, come back for the final segment of the 25th anniversary special edition of Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to go out in a big way.
Let me switch over here real quick. We have a very special interview. Gentleman coming here to town on a comedy tour, Mr. Red Green, as most of y'all know him. He airs Saturday nights on PBS at 10 o'clock. And he's, by default, the leader of the Possum Lodge. Mr. Red Green, good morning.
Hey, how are you boys doing down there?
We're doing wonderful. I understand you're traveling the country right now. Who's watching Possum Lodge for you?
Hey, you don't have to worry about it, Romy. It doesn't really deteriorate that much when you're not looking at it.
Excellent. And any kind of deterioration, I'm sure you've got a handy way to figure out how to fix it up.
Yeah, well, as you know, duct tape is the handyman's secret weapon, so we use that wherever possible. It represents most of the hinges and some of the doors.
And for Martha that called last time, it would be a great acoustical thing to put on her ceiling as well, correct?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know why you want to kill sound. You know, the thing, when you deaden sound, you may hear something you don't want to hear. I'd rather have things noisy.
That's a great perspective. It may just change my entire perspective as well. Now, anyone that might not be familiar, Red Green has had a TV show on from 1990 to 2006, and it's basically just a how to fix everything and kind of a quality of life all-in-one TV show. And Possum Lodge is where in Canada?
It's 148 beer stores north of Toronto.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just a little place, and, you know, the show is an odd... I say the show is kind of like the flu, not everybody gets it. It's kind of an odd thing. When I got the idea to do the show, I went to this local station. I said, I need you to give me enough money I can do something, but not enough that you care what it is.
and that became 16 years of some great classics. I was talking last week when promoting this interview that one of my favorite... methods that you found to mow a lawn had to do with staking a pole in the middle of the lawn. You want to share that with our audience?
Yeah, you stake a pole. You need one of those self-driving lawnmowers, but you stake a pole in the middle of the yard, and you put a tether line up to the lawnmower, start her up, put her in drive, and just sit back with a cool one and watch her go. And even if the pole's not exactly in the center of the lawn, by the end of the job, it will be.
By the end of the job, it will be. Now, how do you shut that off when it hits the middle of that tether?
Not that big a gas tank, Romy. You know, not a problem.
Perfect.
More noise.
more noise.
More now, noise, less suspicion. That's my motto.
And your book is great. I spent a lot of time going through it, and I love some of the directions in life. It talks about, no one wants to be an old grumpy man. but we're all going to get there. So you should start practicing early so you're prepared by the time you get there.
That's right. You want to hit the ground running on that one. You know, I got to take my hat off to Walmart. You know, all those greeters they hire, you know how hard it is to find a 70-year-old guy in a good mood? You know, you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
I love one of the pieces in advice. Walk around randomly and tell strangers what they're doing wrong. Is that from firsthand experience, Mr. Redgrave?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and don't turn your turn signal on until for sure you're not going to turn.
That's Mr. Redgrave. You can get his book online at Amazon.com.